Welcome to today's episode of BCS Overhead Door Podcast, where we're diving straight into a practical guide on installing a garage door quickly and efficiently. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just curious about the process, we've got you covered with step-by-step instructions and tips to ensure your garage door installation goes smoothly. Step 1. Prepare for installation. Before anything else, it's crucial to prepare. This means gathering all the necessary tools and materials. You'll need a level, tape measure, hammer, drill, and screwdriver, among other tools. Also, make sure to read through the manufacturer's instructions carefully to avoid any surprises. Step 2. Remove the old door. If you're replacing an old garage door, the first step is to remove it. Start by unlatching and opening the door, then dismantle it panel by panel. Take extra care to avoid injury, as the panels can be heavy and unwieldy. Step 3. Install the panels. Once the old door is out, you can start installing the new one. Begin with the bottom panel. Set it in the doorway and secure it in place with nails, partially driven into each side of the frame. This temporary setup will hold the panel in place as you attach the hinges and any bracket that comes with it. Step 4. Install the tracks and rollers. After the first panel is secure, you'll need to install the tracks and rollers. The tracks guide the door as it opens and closes, so it's important to ensure they are aligned correctly. Use a level to check the alignment and adjust as necessary. Then, attach the rollers to the door panel and place them in the track. Step 5. Attach the remaining panels. Continue attaching the remaining panels, securing the hinges, and inserting the rollers into the tracks. As you add each panel, check that everything is level and properly aligned. This step is crucial for the smooth operation of your door. Step 6. Secure the tracks and install the springs. With all the panels in place, it's time to secure the tracks to the garage frame. Then, you'll install the springs. Springs are under high tension and can be dangerous, so if you're not comfortable with this step, consider hiring a professional. If you do proceed, follow the manufacturer's instructions closely to safely install the springs. Step 7. Install the opener. The last major step is installing the garage door opener. This can vary significantly depending on the model, so again, closely follow the manufacturer's instructions. Generally, you'll mount the opener to the ceiling of your garage and connect it to the door. Step 8. Final adjustments. With everything installed, it's time for final adjustments. Test the door several times to ensure it opens and closes smoothly. Adjust the tension in the springs if necessary. Also, check that all hardware is tight and secure. Tips for success. Safety first. Always prioritize safety, especially when working with heavy materials and springs under tension. Follow instructions. Manufacturer instructions are there for a reason. They can save you a lot of time and hassle. Double check. Regularly check your work as you go to avoid having to backtrack. Seek help if needed. Don't hesitate to call a professional if you're unsure about any part of the process. Installing a garage door can seem daunting, but with the right preparation and attention to detail, it's a task that's certainly within reach for the determined DIYer. Remember, taking your time to do things right the first time can save you a lot of effort and ensure that your garage door serves you well for years to come. Whether you're upgrading your home's appearance or replacing an old door, the satisfaction of completing this project is well worth the effort. If you have questions, feel free to call us at 979-218-9213. We hope you'll tune in again soon. Stay safe, follow the steps, and you'll have a new garage door up and running in no time. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.